Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hey listeners, it's Trish Hammond here again on Transforming Bodies, and today we've got something a little bit different. So normally we're talking about, you know, plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery and aesthetic surgery. So today we're talking about surgery. Well, we're not really talking about surgery, but we're talking about like after surgery scars and what happens, like sort of treatments or things that you can do yourself to make things better after surgery. But it's different sort of surgery. So today we're going to have a talk to Chris. Now, Chris has recently had knee surgery and he's been doing like really religious and rigorous healing sessions with the Healite. And he's had some phenomenal results. So we're going to have a bit of a chat to him today about it. So welcome, Chris.
G'day, Trish. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
I'm great. Fantastic.
Excellent. Well, tell us, I only had a little bit of a brief chat with you to find out what's been going on, but you've recently had knee surgery. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I had a partial knee replacement on my left knee. So basically that was about 3 months ago now, just a little over, August 13th, just really in on day surgery. I was out within a day, obviously wearing a bit of a scar and, come out and then was all about starting to recover. So, yeah, doing really well at the moment. Got really good movement with the knee. The scar's healed up really well, obviously, which we're discussing at this point. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we got on the Healite pretty much as soon as I got home. So just doing some 13-minute sessions on that for around 6 weeks. But yeah, it's come up really well, and I'm really pleased with the results at the moment. So
you're 4 months post-op.
Yes. Really?
In a week, a few days you'll be 4 months post-op. And have you been doing, so how long did you stay in surgery, in hospital for?
24 hours.
So God, they get you out quick these days, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I think, I think it was more or less they obviously see how you're going, but they wanted me up and out and moving, which I think I went under the knife about 8 in the morning, and then I was out the next day by around 8. They discharged me very early. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Very good.
So, so you came out the next day and mm-hmm. And you went straight under the Healite? Like you just went in every day and had a Healite treatment?
Yeah. So my wife works at Advanced Cosmeceuticals, so I was lucky enough to get in there. They were very, very friendly and very happy to have me in there. And basically I was straight in out of hospital and had the sessions, and it was basically every day after that, around 13 minutes each session for roughly 6 weeks. So very happy with the results. Look, it's something I definitely recommend because I think it's something that I think definitely helped in the healing process for sure.
Yeah. So basically you had access to do it every single day, just go and have a 13 minutes only. And what light did you use? Like what was the measurement of light? Because I know the Healite does quite a bit of a spectrum, and they have, you know, which the different light does different treatments. So what did you have?
Yeah, well, I went under the, I think they call it the 830 yellow light. So that's the one that they put me under. And, it was something obviously was a little bit sceptical to start with looking at the machine, et cetera. But, look, there was no pain, you know, which was probably something that was definitely on my mind, having that sort of major surgery is, you know, something I've never had and didn't know what to expect. But it was painless and basically allowed me to relax for 13 minutes, which was good, forget about things. Just went in every other day. So it wasn't daily. It was just sort of every second day that I was in for that.
And do you reckon as well, like, because I've been under the Healite and I actually think mm-hmm. it's like really the warmth or whatever it is, I don't know, it's kind of feels really healing. Like it feels really warm and sort of like, did you find it like that?
Yeah, as I said, it was something I wasn't sure of to start with, but yeah, definitely I did think internally I could feel it definitely having some effect there, and you know, look, obviously it did, but It was very relaxing, to be honest. Like, I thought it just sort of allowed me to, rest it and, mindfully know that it was going to do something for me, and it did. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome, because apart from the fact that it's good for, like, after surgery, like, some of the things that it said that it's to be good for is the fact that it helps to increase oxygen and blood flow to your body, which helps to promote, collagen, wellness. Not wellness, that's probably the wrong word, but it helps to kind of like get things moving around and, like, you know, a little bit, like, kind of helps the immune system kick in. Is that what?
Yeah, well, basically when I'd finished the session, it felt freer, it felt better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely the effects and the benefits was, were felt straight away with it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you could definitely feel that warmth and, obviously it's got something going in there, and it just definitely felt, after each session I did it, it felt better. It just felt a lot freer. And, yeah, you're right. It just definitely made the leg feel good. So, and it was a full-on scar, but obviously, like, now even you wouldn't know the hair's all grown over it with my hairy legs. So yeah. It's hiding that.
How long was the scar?
Look, I'm probably looking at it would be under 10 centimetres, so it's not huge. It's not like your traditional bigger scar. So, it's not a big scar in sense and length, but definitely it was quite prominent. Whereas now, coming into almost 4 months, it's you'd have to really look and pull the hairs back. I was surprised that the hairs of, you think with something like that, they wouldn't grow back. Mm. But yeah, you wouldn't notice. You've got to look pretty closely to notice that now.
Wow. Well, I was having a little read tonight, and apparently there is studies that have shown that apparently your skin cells grow at about 150 to 200% faster when they're actually exposed to the correct wavelength of LED light. So what it does. Yeah, I know, really interesting. So apparently it's supposed to trigger like biological changes that can repair the skin at the cellular level, and that results in a bit more of a, rejuvenated kind of, skin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, it definitely did. Like, I thought it would, I thought it would really tighten up, obviously with it being something that's stitched and, you're going to have that stiffness in it. But no, that was definitely one of the things after I got off that session. It felt looser, it felt freer. So it definitely, I think it just enabled me, and that was no pressure on that scar. If that's, that makes sense. It wasn't enabled me when I got off that, got off the bed and got moving again. It just felt freer, so more flexible. And I mean, definitely it's just helped with that, with the skin, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so I know, like, your scar, you're saying, is not as big as it was, and it's given you a bit of, of course you're going to get, well, hopefully you're going to get better as you go along. So you're going to get better anyway. Yeah. But I do believe it helps with the, helps that process happen faster. But can you tell me, what about your scar? Like, how red is it?
Well, it's not very red at all. So the pigmentation in it, is really good. I had, to me, I've seen some scarring from other people, and it looks, it looks fairly nasty. Whereas if someone like now, if yourself, if you were to look at it and go, oh, well, what are the results? How did it come out later? It's not confronting at all. So, the scarring is not huge. It's not very prominent at all. So I'm very happy with that, and obviously that's probably helped. I mean, look, I had no idea what it was going to do. So, looking at the benefits.
Oh,
there,
sorry, I missed it. The sound was, sorry.
Seen on other people, et cetera, and the pictures, Chris. That you see.
Chris, I just missed that. The sound was going a bit...
Another result. I'm very impressed with how it's come out.
Chris?
Are you there?
The sound's going a bit funny. Did you move again?
Just slightly. I was just touching my knee there. You talk about it and you touch it and you go, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, of course. No, that's true. So can I ask you, what about the swelling? Like, is your knee still really swollen?
No, none at all. So... initially, it was, obviously quite quite big, quite large.
Mm-hmm.
But that rapidly decreased over time. So again, I think that was the concern. You think your knee's going to tighten up, and look, mm-hmm. if you ever had a knee problem before or had injuries, you know, when you get that fluid on there, how tight and restrictive it can get. So
yep.
as I said, once I came out of those sessions, that definitely wasn't the case. So yeah, definitely think it helped with that fluid.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good to hear. It's really good to hear where it's been good for a treatment that's not actually cosmetic or plastic yeah. surgery, because, you know, traditionally you wouldn't really kind of even think about it, because people think you have surgery, you're going to get better. But there are things
yeah.
that you can have done that are going to kind of speed up the process, make you feel better. And also it, sure. it is proven to help with, you know, inflammation, which, although surgery is not inflammation, it kind of, you know, could possibly help with, you know, not getting it inflamed as well. Because I've seen many a time where people have had surgery and it hasn't healed as good as what, you know, you might think. So, you know, you've definitely yeah. given yourself, you know, 100% more on, you know, someone that wouldn't have had it done. So, yeah, that's been yeah. really, really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm very happy with it. So, as I said before, it's something that, you know, I've never heard of. And then obviously my wife, being with Advanced Cosmeceuticals there, yeah, said, look, get onto this. Well, we knew it before I was even going in. So we knew that yeah. as soon as I came out, that was definitely going to be the first thing I did, which we did and went for it. And I think, you know, the results are just, yeah, just great. And, I'd look, you know, obviously I think it's worked myself from what I've seen with other people. So, yeah, definitely I think it's got huge benefits for it.
Sure. Has she talked you into sticking your face under it or anything now? Has that made you like, oh, no, maybe I will?
I don't need to do that.
Nobody needs it. It's just no. that they want it.
Yeah, that's right. No, but look, one thing that I'm looking forward to is I do have to have a full knee recon on my right knee. Mm-hmm. So that will be obviously a larger scar, and when I say scar, it'll be a larger cut. So I know definitely then it'll be a no-brainer for me. I'll be straight in there and having that done straight after post-surgery on that one, which will yeah. be in another year. So,
Totally. Yeah. So footy player, ex-footy player are you?
Ex-footy player, oh, yeah, many years, Aussie yeah. rules. Yep.
Not worth it. probably
look,
was
no
worth
and
it.
Yes. Yeah, that was yeah. some of the best days of my life. But also, look, I work for Solar Heart myself, and a lot of my time was spent up and down ladders and on roofs and things like that. Yeah. So sales now, and I'm back up there on the roof, on ladders, getting around and about. You know, I was able to drive pretty quickly after it, where they were saying 6 weeks, but I was back and doing things within 2 weeks. So I think it's all definitely just a mindset helped in all that process. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right. I totally agree. Well, well done. Good on you for actually, you know, thinking, oh, you know, this could do something, and it did. So, you know, good on you, because yeah. a lot of people would be quite, you know, because it looks, not that it looks scary, but if you haven't seen, it's like, oh, no, I don't want to go, you know, but LED is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I thoroughly think it's great, and I'd recommend that anyone or anybody listening, et cetera, look, give it a crack. You've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So I think there's all to gain from it, and you know, the more natural stuff you can do in that sense, go for it. It's definitely going to help you heal. Why not? Yeah,
totally agree. Well, thank you so much for your time, Chris. I really, really appreciate it.
Pleasure, Trish. Not a problem at all.
No worries. So, listeners, if you're out there and you are thinking, you know, you're about to have surgery, or you think, oh, this could actually be beneficial for you, you want to find someone who actually uses the device, you can go and have a couple of treatments. You can drop us an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. So thanks again, Chris. I nearly called you Trish.
That's all right. No, thanks, not a problem, Trish. Glad to have a chat with you. And, yeah, it's a fantastic thing. Get on it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. It. Thank you.
No worries.
Get under it. Thanks a lot.
See ya.
Bye.
The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner, and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.